A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Financial beasts have plagued our village. Come, family, we must flee, or they will take our very homes away from us. Come, we must flee.
A rider approaching from the north.
Ah, who goes there? State your business.
Fear not, my friends, for it is I, Credit Master. Behold, in my hand I hold the key to your financial woe. Our credit cards offer a 34.9% APR, with a range between £200 and £1,500. You are all guaranteed to be accepted.
Yes.
There's no hidden fees or nasty disguises. Now you can pay your bills in the cost of living crisis.
This is
the vehicle you need to save you from the strife. Spend it on yourself, or maybe even treat the wife. With this card, you'll go from famine all the way to feast. Use it with all your might to slay financial beasts. After joining us, you'll thank yourselves every single day. Now I have to go and spread the word, I'm on my merry way.
For now we all rejoice in pure jubilation, saving us from further financial woe. From sea to shining sea, all across the nation, how we'll ever thank you, we just don't know. Now the sun it glows, it shines forever. You have come and saved us from the wolf at the door. For now we're all achieving, seeing is believing. I will ever thank you, Credit Master.
Come, Lucius. There are more that need our help. For now you're all achieving. Seeing is believing. There's no need to thank me, Credit Master.
4.9% APR variable is based on an extensive credit check. Failure to maintain credit card repayments may result in repossessions of personal belongings up to and including your home. Terms and conditions apply. See creditmaster.com for details.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
So the creditors have been paid, but I'm not actually sure if they've returned the hydrotherapy suite to us or whether we need to actually go through another process.
No, it's okay. I'm here now. The old key code still opens it.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Grace.
Grace. Thanks, Grace. Hello? Sir Patrick Nolan has entered the building. Ice plunge pool. No fucking thank you. Hydro recovery bath. Whatever that fucking means. Sensory deprivation tank. For fuck's sake, what is this shit? They're footballers, not fucking astronauts, for fuck's sake. Right, a coffin with a puddle at the bottom. I bet this thing's about 30 grand. Oi, Siri, what is a sensory deprivation tank?
A sensory deprivation tank, isolation tank or flotation tank is a water-filled, pitch-black, light-proof, soundproof environment heated to the same temperature as the skin. Used for restricted environmental stimulation therapy with all sights and sounds removed. causing the user to drift into a meditative state that rejuvenates your mind and body.
Right, well, this is going on eBay then. It's a load of fucking bollocks. I mean, yeah, if I've paid for it, I might as well give it a spin. Right, if there is anyone in here and you think it's funny to steal my clothes when I close this lid, you're getting fired on gross misconduct, all right? Hello? Right, good. Here we go. Wow.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Following the departure of the American consortium ASG and with a new operational model under an outright owner, Ashwood City enter the fifth and final season of the offensive.
What have I done?
Welcome to Fortitude Holdings, London's most prolific investment bank of 2022. Proud stakeholders in RedTech, Goldings & Thompson, and Creditmaster. Here in the heart of the City of London, Fortitude Holdings.
Hi, I've got a meeting with Simon Napier-Fox.
Name, please?
Sir Patrick Nolan.
Okay, if you'd like to take a seat and use the iPad to choose your drink and type of massage in the chair.
Right. Yep, okay. Right, a latte and massage. Deep tissue. Yeah, sure. Whatever that is, that sounds nice. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that's nice. Fuck. Fuck me. Oh, you fucking cunt. This is like getting a massage from Roy Keane. Fucking. Oh, God, something's gone up my arse. Oh, fucking Jesus.
Your latte, Sir Patrick?
Help me.
Just going to leave it there for you, sir. Okay.
Oh, fuck, I think it's done. Oh. Oh, fuck me, Jesus.
Sir Patrick?
Simon, how are you, mate?
All the bloody better for seeing you. I am excited, Patrick. I'm excited. Come through this way. We'll take the fancy lift.
The fancy lift?
Yes, takes in quite a view, this one.
Oh, wow.
Glass all the way. Ah, beautiful, isn't it?
This is amazing. It's like the London Eye, but actually good.
And no tourists.
Yeah.
We all admired your work during the, what do you call it?
Transfer window.
Yes, that's right. Quite an influx of cash for you guys, right?
Yeah, influx of cash, outflux of talent.
Is that seen as a success?
No. Not in the footballing world, no.
Well, Patrick, we're in the world you love now. Finance.
Yeah.
Who's next up?
To sell.
No. To play.
Tottenham away.
Ah, what a stadium.
Poor, beautiful, yeah.
Incredible thing. Really a modern marvel. And lucrative. Very lucrative, Patrick. When was the last time you were here?
At Fortitude Holdings.
Mm-hmm.
Probably when my dad still owned it.
4 years ago?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Come through. We've grown considerably, as you can see. Did you like the massage chair?
I did, yeah. I don't think it liked me very much, though.
Very good. Hey, look at that.
There he is. Henry Nolan, founder Fortitude Holdings. Wow.
You come from good stock, Patrick.
Yeah. So how's everything going with Credit Master?
Yeah, fab. Really fab. Tough times prompt a lot of borrowing. I mean, a lot. It's become a significant arm of our business. And now it's got a face. Home of Ashwood City.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, we play there proudly, mate.
Ah, too kind. How about you kick those IBET lot out and we get a name on the front of the shirt, too?
Oh, I'd love to, Simon, believe me, but the contract still goes for another couple of years.
But they're Chinese, aren't they?
Well, yeah, but, you know, contract to contract, unless they breach it.
And that they will, Patrick. Trust me. Come into my office here. We can talk.
I've just got to take this, actually, Simon. I'll be 2 seconds. Oh, fuck.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just breathe, Patrick, just breathe.
Ah, And that they will, Patrick. Trust me. Come into my office here. We can talk.
I've just got to take this, actually, Simon. I'll be 2 seconds. Don't fucking call me again.
What do you think you're fucking doing?
Hanging up, fuck you.
I see you in your dad's old ivory tower, son.
Yeah, whereabouts are you? Let me know which window to spit out of.
There always comes a time in the playground where it all gets too much for one little cunt, and he goes running to his mummy and daddy.
I'm not running to my mummy and daddy, you twat.
What do you call this, then?
I call it seeking capital whilst on the phone to a manipulative old sour, self-righteous, evil prick.
Sounds like a fun day out.
Mac, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, and I will tear you a new cunt.
Oh, you're touchy, aren't you? All that power in your glass tower going to your head.
Where are you?
I'm having a sneaky little latte in the window of the cafe next to the Barclays building. Oh, he's looking. No, bit further to the left. Oh, there you go. Hello, son. Cooey. I'll blow you a kiss.
You expect me to believe that by some sheer coincidence you decided to have a latte in the city?
Oh, I am quite a cosmopolitan fucker, Pat. Believe you me.
Okay, bye, Mac. You know, a lot of the bankers throw themselves out of these things when times are tough. You might want to consider doing the same.
What happened to Mr. Woodall? Oh, you've gone quiet. What's the matter? Got bad signal? Shouldn't be from all the way up there, Pat. You want to check your tariff? Maybe get in touch with your provider.
Bye, Mac.
He couldn't handle it, could he? It's tough at the top, ain't it, pal? You know that. Your dad knows that.
I'm swapping him out as chief executive so he can rest and protect his reputation.
Swapping him out. Oh, I enjoyed that, Pat. So you're back in the hot seat, are you? Oh, that's good.
The hot seat is actually cold right now, okay?
No, chief exec. Very, very brave.
Mac, I really have to go.
I know what that Simon Napier Fox wants with you, son.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The tentacles of Fortitude Holdings stretch much further than they did when you were there. They reach into much deeper, darker pockets.
Oh, yeah, as deep and dark as yours.
Depends on your worldview, I suppose.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, who's the enemy, pal? The money of the corporate West or the cash of the elusive East?
I'm not here to discuss geopolitics, Mac.
No, I know why you're there and why I'm here.
I'm hearing about how they can help us. Me, help me.
And I'm here to advise you against it.
Against what?
Their plan. A new beginning.
Everything good? You don't have to shoot off to a training ground bust up or anything, do you?
No, just an associate.
Righto. Here we are.
Here we are, yeah.
Look, Patrick, I just want to say I'm really glad you got in touch. In fact, the firm are actually quite excited when we were putting these proposals together. We knew immediately that it ticked a number of the investment goals for Fortitude. It's in asset growing, it's in brand recognition, it's in global. These are top priorities for us.
Right. Yeah, well, when you said back in September that you'd love to help out further...
No such thing as help in this business, eh, Patrick?
Yeah, you're right there, yep. So, so the club is not for sale.
It isn't.
Not as such, no. I may be shopping for, a potential partnership, but on a pre-agreed term.
Patrick.
I know, Simon, I know, but wait.
Patrick, that's not in our interests.
Well, I thought you might say that, but we're in the Champions League, right? And that in itself...
Pre-agreed term partnerships. That's just a loan.
No, it's not a loan.
So no interest rates. So worse than a loan.
No, wait. Look, I can't sell the club.
Why not?
Because it's my... It feels like my life's work. Yeah, and it took me a long time and a lot of hard work and associates to get to where I am.
In control.
Yes, exactly. For 5 years, Fortitude Holdings will own 49% of Ashwood City Football Club, and I will then buy that share back at the market value of the time, which is forecasted by league standards to be 20% more than that. Yeah? So, obviously, that's just basic forecasting on the industry growth, but, you know, think, in an environment where United and Liverpool and Newcastle and City are all throwing money with the state backers...
Patrick, I'm going to stop you there. It's not what we're interested in.
What do you want?
Look outside. By the Thames.
Oh, fucking Jesus.
Everything all right down there?
Yes.
Patrick, is that you? You sure you're all
no,
right?
No, Welly, I'm fine. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, Jesus, you're naked.
Did you throw me that towel, Welly? Welly, oh, for God's sake.
Sorry, Patrick, I didn't know. I nurse my hammies in here, usually, after training, and somebody said it was open again, so
it's
I...
It's all right, just... mate, don't worry.
You all right?
Yeah, I was just using the, that thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
Must have fallen asleep and just gave me a fright, is all.
Yeah, it's like a coffin, isn't it? Ooh, spooky.
Very spooky, yeah.
Right, well, I best go bathe the old hamburgs, the old ham hocks.
The hamstrings, right, yeah.
Unless you want to jump in the ice bath with me.
Nah, you're all right, Welly.
Are you all right, Patrick?
Yeah, all good. I am all good. You know, just some big decisions to make.
Huh. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, see you, Welly.
Yeah, see you, Patrick. You take it easy, all right? Patrick?
Seriously, Welly, I'm fine.
No, your pants.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Steele holding the lead. Watson barking orders to Marcelo and Babbage. Perisic takes the throw quickly. Threads it to Harry Kane, who's operating from deep, looking for a pass, but he fancies it. Oh, Harry Kane has levelled things up here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Ashwood fans knew it was too good to be true. And that strike from Harry Kane is just too good.
The events at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium last night, incredible game, that last minute equaliser from Harry Kane, heartbreaking for Ashwood City after a tough week for them in the transfer market. You were there, Billy. What did you make of it?
Oh, it was a belter, Steve. An absolute belter. For me, though, full praise to Dan Watson, you know, to get that performance out of youngsters and second string is unbelievable. We talked about it earlier in the show. If he carries on that same trajectory, he's going to lift this side out of the bottom three just in time. Just in time. It is remarkable to me. It really is incredible.
We saw a few more fresh faces last night. Paul Jones snapped up last week on transfer deadline day. He came on last night. What did you think?
Smart player. Dead smart player. Lively, yes. I mean, we all were lively at his age, believe me. But he's got a football brain, Steve, and I love that. And it was great to see.
Where are you off to next, Mr. Richards?
I'm off to Fleetwood for the Cup game v Sheffield Wednesday, Steve.
Well, goodness me, not as glamorous as the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, that's for sure.
No, not at all. I mean, it's an incredible stadium, isn't it, Tottenham? A real marvel. And to have a place like that in a city like London is truly amazing. You know, they completely future-proofed the club, and, you know, Chelsea are trying to do the same. And look, hey, it's a big earner. Let's be honest, it's a huge earner for the football club and Dan Levy, what with the NFL and all that. Good luck to them with that place. Beautiful venue.
God help me. Hello?
Hi, Patrick. It's Grace in accounts.
Hi, Grace.
We've had a contract dropped off for you. It had to be signed for. I'm told it's urgent.
Yeah. I'm going to have a think and maybe sign it tomorrow.
Okay. Are you coming back into the office today?
No. No, I'm in London.
Okay. See you tomorrow then.
See ya.
Grace.
Yeah, I know. See you, Grace. A new beginning.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.